AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are few signs of any meaningful progress in Congress to try to end a government shutdown. Now in its sixth day, the possibility of layoffs of federal employees escalates an already tense situation in which Washington lawmakers have struggled to find common ground and build mutual trust. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was asked how the shutdown is impacting workers at airports.
Is our airspace unsafe? No. Right? If we think there's issues in the airspace, we will shut it down. We will close it down. We will delay. But again, it's creating a ripple effect for our controllers.
The House is not expected to be in session this week, focusing attention on the Senate. Illinois and Chicago are suing to stop the Trump administration from sending hundreds of National Guard troops to Chicago. Brandon Johnson is the city's mayor.
As far as the people of Chicago continue to stand firm, continue to document the rage that this administration is promulgating against the people of this city. And then I'm asking, of course, all of our elected officials, whether it's through executive order or through the passing of laws, to ensure that we maximize protection in this city.
A federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deploying any National Guard units to Portland, Oregon. The National Weather Service says a deadly tornado that tore through North Dakota in June has been upgraded to an EF5, winds of up to 200 miles per hour. Back in June, Police Chief Jesse Johnner and Fire Chief John Anderson responded to that twister in Enderlin, North Dakota.
Well, this is the worst one that our agency has responded to. I mean, we had loss of life.
This is by far the worst one in my 20-year career as a volunteer.
Three people in North Dakota were killed. Former NFL quarterback and Fox announcer Mark Sanchez is now facing a felony charge of battery from a weekend incident in Indianapolis that led to his arrest. Sanchez was stabbed. This is AP News. ICE is airing ads to recruit police for mass deportation efforts.
This is one of the ICE ads trying to recruit or poach local police to join Homeland Security.
Attention Chicago law enforcement.
The campaign airing in more than a dozen cities, including Chicago, Seattle, Atlanta.
Join ICE and help us catch the worst of the worst.
It's all part of ICE's $30 billion initiative to hire 10,000 more deportation officers by the end of the year. And while some parts of the federal government are shut down as a result of Congress's failure to pass a spending measure last week, the ICE ads reflect that the push for mass deportations is still flush with cash. As of Monday, total spending on the ICE recruitment ads topping $6.5 million. I'm Julie Walker.
Her family says best-selling British author Jilly Cooper has died. She was 88. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.